This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Much like other recent fires, such as Paradise, California, there have been several anomalies involving the recent fires in Maui. In the middle of an area untouched by fire, a random car with melted glass and melted aluminum alloy wheels and NORAD-tracked CCP satellites directly above all three fires at the time of ignition. Many people are saying it's directed energy weapons, and we are not getting any answers from our criminal government. The people of Lahaina have been given access back into their neighborhood, and there are more of these anomalies being discovered. A viral video of the Lahaina Pentecostal Church shows what appears at first glance to be an electrical fire in the ceiling. But how is everything in the church pristine, except for a portion of the roof seam and the wall at one end? Many are saying this looks like a laser cut through the roof. There is an area with just a few buildings that have been totally devastated by fire, while everything surrounding them has been untouched. It is unclear as to how these random buildings caught fire.
And obviously the building next door is fully intact, no structural damage, no fire damage whatsoever. And then you have this building here. You can see the scuba tanks in there. This was one of the dive shops. You can see it's completely and utterly burned from the inside out.
And there are automobiles in untouched areas that somehow completely burned out, once again, with melted glass and aluminum.
All right, a little parking lot, gravel. Everything's looking good. Those cars are probably working somewhere. These have been here for a while. But then this thing, and I know it didn't get moved here, because you can still see the scorch marks on the building. Okay, so how'd this thing catch fire? Scorch marks. Right? It was definitely burning right here. Just a random car fire? Random truck fire? Okay, look at this. Look at this. How could this car... Okay, the building is perfectly fine. We got a concrete parking lot, right? I mean, even the trees are still good. And yet we got this guy. I mean, this car is melted, bro. This thing got absolutely melted. I mean, there's nothing. Someone probably threw the water bottle in there, but look at this thing, man. Now talk to me, people. Somebody. Not a conspiracy theorist, but somebody that understands something about fires. Tell me, in the midst of this fire, is there an ember that's big enough that could float over here, incinerate this car, melt it, and nothing else around it? I don't think it was moved here, right? I don't think it was moved here. That's just tripping me out. How'd it catch fire? What happened? I don't even see flame marks back there. I see marks here, brown, black. You see it happened here, right?
The wood survived the fire, but other objects were turned to piles of ash. In many of these piles, the ash appears to have been metal.
Why is all this on fire? Or why did it all... There's not even a structure here. But, again, I don't know. Just piles of ashes of stuff that was... clearly made out of some kind of tinfoil or metal or something. I don't know, the metal really took a hammering on this fire. If you were metal, I mean wood, you're kind of good, right? Wood, yeah, you're not too bad. You're metal, you're done.
We aren't getting any answers. The victims of Lahaina are being ignored while the government funnels money to Israel.
And the metal culvert is melted. Look at the metal culvert. Yeah. It's a metal culvert, man. It melted. And just a little bit of grass, right? Why is that metal culvert charred?
And a frog has been found at ground zero, frozen in mid-jump, suggesting an instantaneous flash of high energy.
This right here is a toad that is petrified or mummified in mid-leap. So you can see the angle of it. It's not squatting down. It's very symmetrical. in every way that it is. And you can see those legs just jumping. So whatever it is that happened, happened in a split second.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Great Alex Jones. I am not. I'm sorry to disappoint. My name is Royce White, here from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am doing my best to fill in for the great one himself, the real great one. Not Mark Levin. I know they call Mark Levin the great one, and I don't know if I'm supposed to even go into this here on the show, but the Mark Levins of the world are the neocon types that we're up against, and they want to say right now, look, Jerusalem is the hill we need to die on. We're going into a holy war, ladies and gentlemen. And the very gravity of our own faith, the weight of our own faith and our faith tradition and the rich history of our faith tradition is being used against us. You know, the hill there in Jerusalem is the hill that we all need to die on in the West. Like I said before, maybe we fight a holy war. Maybe there's a holy war in our future. Maybe that holy war starts right here at home. Maybe that holy war starts right here trying to secure our own border, of which many, many military age males from countries in the Middle East are now flowing through unlimited amounts. So maybe there is a holy war to come in the future. But now we have to have a grown-up conversation about how we win that war. It can't be out of emotion. It can't be reactionary. It can't be knee-jerk. It can't be based in the neocon, neoliberal order and protecting the empire, saving the empire. The only way to save this nation is to relinquish the empire. And what benefit is it to relinquish the empire? I mean, this is the fundamental question we're coming down to. Maybe I need to calm myself down. I'm on the Alex Jones show. I get a little hyped up. I can't say that hosting InfoWars isn't a sort of emotional type of deal. I don't think people really understand how much Alex Jones has meant to this country and the flow of information in this country. Unquantifiable. So maybe I need to calm it down a little bit. I'm a little hyped up this afternoon. Sunday afternoon, we're going to war with the Middle East. It's a holy war. What would it do if we were just relinquished the empire? I mean, since World War II, we adopted the foreign policy of the British. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's right there on paper. It was the Atlantic Charter. Winston Churchill went to Roosevelt and said, we need help to fight off the Germans. The Germans, of who the British intellectuals first inspired to go on their conquest, which eventually led into Russia. And the Churchills of the world and many in the West helped fund the Nazi war machine in the very beginning. The Prescott Bushes, I mean, this neocon thing runs deep. The Prescott Bushes funded the Nazi war machine because they really, many could say, wanted to set the Germans off on the Russians. Why? Why would the West, why would Europeans, why would the British intellectuals, why would American corporate elites want to set a vicious, evil war machine like what would become the Nazi war machine off on the Russians? Well, you got to go a little bit further back before World War II and World War I to the Halford John Mackinder World Island theory that said a Russian and German alliance would be the springboard for global domination through conquest of the Eurasian landmass. This was Mackinder. This is still the prevailing ideology taught in all of these political elite higher institutions of learning. The Mackinder land theory. This is the geography of geopolitics. And so when the Germans went into fight Russia and Adolf Hitler got his own ideas and was then mad at the British Empire for not coming to his aid and helping him to fight in Russia, well, then he turned on his own masters, you could say. Or some would say that's a bit too far of a stretch to call the West, Western elites, Hitler's masters. But the man had a portrait of Ford in one of his private studies. Now, I don't know about any of you, but you don't put a portrait up of a man unless you greatly revere that man, especially if you're a guy like Adolf Hitler, right? I mean, you can't really come to grips with how a man would have a portrait of another man in his office unless it was either A, homoerotic, or he fancied the ideas of the man. He revered the man. He was an idol. So then the German war machine turns on the rest of Europe and says, hey, if you guys aren't gonna come clean about your ambitions there with Russia, then we might as well just take the entire thing, because what good are you? What good are you to let the Germans run off into a war with Russia and act as though this isn't of your desire? And finally, he gets right up on the edge of giving the British Empire everything they could handle. And Churchill calls and phones Roosevelt and says, hey, listen, we got to stop this guy. We got to stop this guy. He's out of control. And Roosevelt says, yes, but at a price. And that price is you got to relinquish the empire. And boom, we drop two bombs on Japan and Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and the Axis powers fall. And what did we do afterward? We adopted the Crown's foreign policy. We adopted the Crown's foreign policy. We became the de facto steward of the relinquished colonial empire. We were the protectorate. And what did we do instead of the vassal empire that the British Empire had, where they made the smaller nations pay tribute for protection and economic inclusion, so the lack of a better term. I know that's a liberal leftist term, but it kind of makes sense here, because after all, liberalism comes from the same post-Enlightenment tree of intellectual tradition that communism and many of these other isms did. This is a European affectation. Instead of being the vassal empire the British were, where the tributary states pay the empire for protection, inclusion into the global trade, we became a reverse vassal empire. And we started to recruit nations to carry our dollar. This was Bretton Woods Conference, right, with America's currency, the U.S. dollar, becoming the reserve currency, which would later then become the greatest export of our nation, which is now in jeopardy because a nation's currency, a currency on the world stage, has just as much to do with people's belief in it and people's belief in your nation as it does the actual value of it. And at that level, the value of a currency becomes very narrative driven, which is why something can happen in one part of the world and it shakes the stock market in another part. So we became a reverse vassal empire. Hey, you guys carry our dollar, then you get to carry our military along with it, because hey, wherever our dollar is, of course, our military is sure to follow to protect the national interest. And that's what Israel is. Israel, in our hearts as Christians, in our hearts as believers in God, may be a symbol of a very ancient covenant between God and his chosen people, or God and all of us people, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. It may be that for us, but for America's, as a corporation, for America as a military industrial complex, Israel is nothing more than a shell corporation that justifies unlimited military aid, $2-3 trillion a year that they get to siphon off and steal. Do you guys know what the whack up is on a VIG of $3 trillion for about 2,000 people? That's what we have. About $2-3 trillion every year that always makes do. And it gets whacked up amongst 2-3,000 people. You do the math. And we wonder why we're in perpetual war. We wonder why we're always in a constant state of seeking out the next conflict. The military industrial complex has to have its money. It has to have its $3 trillion, because Donald Trump didn't put us in any new wars. The desperation has grown to find a war. And what do we find as soon as Donald Trump leaves office? We find 2, maybe 3 wars on the Eurasian landmass. Are you starting to see why they don't like Donald Trump? I mean, really. Can you see it? Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Royce White, your host for the evening here in the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we've been talking about the prospect of world war. I just went over in the last segment, I went over us taking over the British Empire's foreign policy after World War II, becoming a reverse vassal empire where we pay countries to carry our dollar and the justification to carry our military, and the turnover that is always necessary for a military-industrial complex, which is exactly what we had after Donald Trump. I mean, they all have these, everybody has this theory about, you know, the Muslims are coming or the Russians are coming, and don't get me wrong. I think that the formation of a sort of Eurasian alliance with China, Russia, and Iran is a very formidable threat, and we should be watching it, and we should be ready to fight an all-out war if need be. If need be, we need to fight an East versus West war. But what does that look like? But before we even get to any of that, some of this may be somewhat preemptive. Some of this may be a bit, maybe a bit premature, in that I see just as much motive for the military-industrial complex of our own country to have to turn over certain stockpiles, certain munitions, certain things like we sent there to the Ukraine when that conflict started, because Donald Trump had starved the military-industrial complex of a war. And so America First is anti-forever war, and we are anti-genocide. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Hey, if you're going to kill all 2 million Palestinians, don't do it in our name. Don't do it in our name. I mean, there's nothing remotely appropriate about that. Don't do it in our name, right? I mean, let's just cut around all of the BS here. And this isn't about Israel, and it's not about the Jews. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it for 1 minute. I've watched people use the Jewish identity, hijack the Jewish identity, and misappropriate the Jewish identity the same way many do with the black identity here in America. The two are synonymous in that way. They use the Jewish identity to justify military supremacy and military-industrial complex and globalism on the international stage. They use the black identity to justify the ever-expansion of the federal government here at home. And they tell you, if we don't expand the federal government here at home, if we don't expand the military-industrial complex there internationally, then blacks and Jews will always be in danger. And I ask myself, just like I ask myself of those Jews living in southern Israel, why weren't they armed? Why weren't they armed? If you're a country that lives surrounded by your enemies who are always a threat, to wake up one morning in a fit of ideological rage and storm the wall, if you live in that kind of circumstance, why would you not always be armed? I just don't get how there are music festivals at the Southern Wall of Israel ever. Is there a false sense of belief in Israel's military capacity that profound? And when I ask myself that, I start to think about us here at home as Americans, and how this same sort of woke, posh, prosperous, luxury-driven American mindset has a false sense of belief in the military-industrial complex. Now, ours a little bit different than theirs. I mean, we're not surrounded by our enemies. I mean, Mexico and Canada would have a long day at the office to ever try and send invasionary forces into the homeland of the United States. But our invasion is of a different sort. Our invasion is of an asymmetric means. Our invasion is our political elites allowing what could be enemies into our country under the veil of humanitarianism. But they're in Israel. I mean, they're surrounded on all fronts by people who openly declare themselves their enemies. And then I think all the way back to the inception of this nation and go, is it really a favor? Is it really some sort of love for a nation to stick them in the middle of a bunch of their enemies? Well, what kind of loving gesture is that for all you neocon, neoliberal cucks out there who want to say this is just about our biblical tie to a country with the same faith tradition? What kind of move is it to throw your loved ones in the middle of their enemies and tell them to fend for themselves? Or even to tell them that we'll come have their back when we have a 79-year-old president in office who can't remember what day of the week it is? What kind of position have we really put Israel in? The Israelis are being used. The Jews are being used. The Jewish identity is being used. And at the same time, they're using the counter narrative against us as well. Two sides of the same coin. And here we are stuck in this sort of Gordian knot of ideological prejudgments about the world and how it's divided and how people are divided. Yet we're being conquered more and more every single day. The counter narrative is you black people should have a lot in common with these Palestinians. No, the Jews aren't black. Hey, there aren't black Jews there in Israel. There aren't 3 million Africans living as Jews there in Israel. You black people all around the world, all you non-white people all around the world should more closely identify with Hamas and the Palestinians. When the Arabs were the original slave traders, the original continental slave traders of the Eurasian landmass, or one of the original. I mean, do you see how the narrative is just so convoluted down into this rabbit hole of nothingness where the average American, on any given day, the average American citizen could be sitting here watching their TV and they have so many prejudgments about this conflict and the conventional wisdom around these groups or identities that they have no clue what's actually going on here. Can everybody see that out there? Honestly, tell me if I'm a crackpot. I mean, I thought here on InfoWars, if anywhere, being a crackpot was accepted. I mean, I thought that's kind of the rap on us. But somebody tell me something different. Right. The Jewish identity has now become synonymous with a white supremacy identity when there are 3 million African Jews living there in Israel. And I'm not caping up for Israel because I don't think that, look, on record, Israel was a supporter, was a resource, helped build Hamas up to keep from a two-state Palestinian proposition, you could say. Is that anti-Israel to say? Is that anti, or is it anti-people who say they're Jewish and then put their own people in danger through their policy and leadership the same way we are here? Is it anti-American to say that Joe Biden is a complete moron? Is it anti-American to say Kamala Harris is a complete fraud? Is it anti-American to say that Barack Obama was the sine qua non of identity politics, three-card Monty? Is that anti-American? No, the fundamental cornerstone of America is that we get to criticize our government. Can we criticize Israel's right now? It's an important question. It's an important question that we have to answer, because whether we want to answer it or not, whether our faith tradition is aligned or not, now we're going to war. And war is an entirely different proposition than the esoteric dialogue about international politics and peacekeeping. War is a different scenario completely.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give it to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And right now, I want to do a plug, a flash sale. Brain Force Plus is now 60% off at InfoWars Store. Brain Force Plus is one of our highest rated and best selling InfoWars life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day. This formula is loaded with natural compounds like yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health, and give you a major boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. You get a super high quality nootropic and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our bestseller BrainForce Plus for 60% off while supplies last. And you guys, come on. I mean, go and support the great Alex Jones. I said it in the first hour. I'll say it again. When the establishment goes out of its way to sue a man for $1 billion, you know he's doing something right. We all got to be that boost. Chip in where you can to help the man. Help the man fight these people. I mean, we all could have. But before I go on about this war, we all saw the Alex Joneses of the world. We all heard the Alex Joneses of the world. We all heard the warning. We all heard them sound the alarm. And part of us was so caught up in what other people thought about us, what other people thought. Part of us was so concerned with people calling us crazy or conspiracy theorists or quacks or crackpots or whatever pejorative these status quo sheep and lemmings want to use. We were all so worried. We kind of sat back and let Alex Jones go out front and now take the arrows. And look at where we are. Look at where we are now. Now, so many things Alex Jones said are coming true. People are still scared to stand up and stand with him and come on a show and host InfoWars like I'm doing now. Because, hey, you know, the battle is all but over at this point, right? So what good is it to join the losing team, so to speak? And I don't think we're the losing team. And that's what I want to talk about for the remainder of my time here on the show this afternoon is we have not lost yet. It's not over yet. It's not over. Doesn't look good. It's ugly. Doesn't look good. I mean, I just think to myself, how many people on it? I often comment on my Instagram. Maybe it's just me because I keep watching them and the algorithm wants to keep showing them to me. But I see so many videos of people doing high risk activities like, parkour on the top of 50 story buildings and whatnot. And I post them. I repost them on my Instagram, not because I think they're cool, but because it just shocks me, you know, how much of a jerk off society we've created, you know, where we could be going to World War III. We could have this level of tyranny through kangaroo courts and lawfare and whatnot, or we could be, you know, still under the convention of the World Health Organization. What could be another pandemic and lockdown at any moment, at any given moment. All of these things that we're faced with. And yet we have time to climb 200 stories in the air just so that people on Instagram can look at us and like the video or, you know, think we're cool. I don't know. To me, it just looks like nihilism. To me, it looks like the outgrowth of a nihilistic type of culture and society. I mean, when you play with your life, you know, that unnecessarily, it's just like sky jumping gone, you know, on steroids. Even people who skydive to me. So what are you doing? You can't find anything. You know, John F. Kennedy, it's not what your country can do for you. What can you do for your country? And you got time to skydive and the country's burning. You know, it's the conversation I had with my dear friend Jason Whitlock, whose relationship is currently estranged. I say, why do we have time to talk about sports? And sure, we can make cultural connections between sports and the greater political circumstance of our country or the West or the world, no doubt. But there's got to be some balance and there's got to be some priority about the real situation with politics. And every time we fail to allocate some time to read a book like The Best and the Brightest about the Vietnam War, go back and look at what Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were saying. And go back in the archives and look at what an Alex Jones was saying 10 years ago. And go back and look at what John F. Kennedy was actually fighting against with military industrial complex. Go back to Eisenhower and read what Eisenhower said about the military industrial. Equip yourself. I mean, an hour of study a day. Is it really too much to ask? Is it really too much to ask that you find an hour out of your day to dedicate to your own freedom? Is it too much to ask that you find an hour out of your posh, luxurious Western life to study and equip yourself to defend your own freedom? If you won't defend your own freedom, how can I? Or how can an Alex Jones or any young man and woman that puts that uniform on or any politician that gets into office? I mean, our government and our military in great ways is a reflection of our own spirit and will. And we got to be real clear about that. And right now, we're on our way to a world war. Why? Why? Because we've traded our freedom for radical materialism and security. And I'm emphasizing the security in this particular case,
right?
Because, again, we may go to war with the Muslims. We may go to war with Islam. I'm not saying it's out of the question. And I'm not saying that we should let the Muslims push us around or bully us or we should surrender to the Muslims. But what I'm saying is we've been pinned into a kind of strange crossfire here between having a president who's incompetent, letting people across our border, and then sending our troops across the ocean to defend another nation's border. We can't even defend our own border. We're defending Israel's border, and that makes me anti-Semitic to say? That makes me anti-Israel? What happens if America falls? I mean, I think we got this whole thing backwards somewhere in here. And I think it was right around the time when everybody started paying more attention to Kim Kardashian's butt size and Kanye West's latest pseudo-political rant. You know, somewhere in here, we started to think that we could do things backwards, right? Let's go defend Ukraine's border and Israel's border. And if America's border is wide open, and if America collapses because its border is wide open, who's going to defend Israel or Ukraine? Who's going to defend the West against any of these forces, against any of these powers? If our house is not in order, if our country is not prosperous, if our country isn't independent, right now, today, a real president, a real leader, would stop with the propaganda, would sound the alarm, would go before the American people on a national, publicly broadcasted transmission and say, here's where we're at. We're at war with Russia. We've been at war with China. They've gained a lot of support in the region on the Eurasian landmass through historical propaganda. Some of it's propaganda, some of it's not. I mean, the colonial empire did do a number on the rest of the world. The sun never sets on the British Empire, and we need to stop defending them. But some of it's propaganda, some of it's not, right? But the propaganda in the whole deal isn't that the British Empire wasn't colonial, or isn't that the British Empire wasn't racist, because surely it was. The propaganda is that the Chinese aren't racist, or that the Russians aren't ethno-national. And all these African and Arab countries are lining up there, are lining their deck with Russia and China cards. Like they're going to be some better king of the hill than we are. We continuously let these people into our country. And I'm going to talk about it to end of just how we got to where we are. But the point I'm making now is we have to take a step back. We should take a step back and say the number one issue, the number one thing we need to do to refortify this nation. I mean, immediately, right now, today. Is secure our supply chains. We need to secure America's vital supply chains. There's no telling where this conflict is going to go. There's no telling what turn this war takes. But we as America could have a completely independent nation. Then we could actually fight for freedom. But it was never about fighting for freedom in the first place. And that's the great neocon that's been waged on you. That's the great lie. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Please remember your listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've been your host now for 2 hours here on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening for some of you, and I'm very honored, as always, to be able to host for Alex Jones. Our love and prayers are with Alex. Our love and prayers and thoughts are with Owen Schroyer. Our love and thought and prayers are with all the people who have been persecuted under these tyrannical regimes that have now opened the country up to attack, opened the country up to collapse, opened the country up to any manner of perversion and corruption and eventually, you know, death, despair, so on and so forth. And it's not doom and gloom. Like I said before, we can fix this. We can fix this. But the first thing we got to do is get these prejudgments out of our mind. The first thing we got to do is stop talking about a thing as serious as war in esoteric terms. The first thing we got to do is turn off the Sean Hannity. The first thing we got to do is turn off the Mark Levin. The first thing we got to do is turn off MSNBC, the purveyors of the post-World War II democratic liberal order, the Mika Brzezinskis, who grew up in the house with Daddy Zygmunt. I mean, this entire anti-Russian sentiment of the Atlantic, the Atlanticists, United Nations-based international peacekeeping organization, is the brainchild of Mika Brzezinski's father. And as soon as you start to understand the history, the very short history, in fact, of these people and their ideology, you can understand where a lot of our troubles begin and where a lot of our troubles may, in fact, end. This nation is at a tipping point. It has been for some time. There's always been tipping points, but it's gotten worse. I mean, a nation's debt, a nation's border, a nation's leadership, a nation's values, a nation's beliefs, these are signals to the overall maintenance, the overall health, the overall function of a nation itself. And right now, ours is in big, big trouble. And they can tell you, you know, that this conflict in the Middle East is an easy one. Either you're pro-Hamas or you're pro-Israel, or they can tell you that our domestic situation here at home is an easy one. Either you're pro-black or you're pro-white supremacy. I mean, all of this stuff is just a distraction. I mean, when we really get down to it, it's just a distraction. It's a distraction to be able to steal from you, number one, but it's also a distraction to keep you sleep, keep you, in a sort of fog as to the agenda that's being carried out. And there's two scenarios here. Either A, America loses, America collapses, America fails to maintain its sovereignty, its structure of government, its beliefs, its ideas. Either we fail and the hordes descend, or we're successful and we beat back all of our enemies, quote unquote, all around the world. And then America becomes a hired gun for New World Order. So how do we win? I mean, how do we really win in a scenario where you see both outcomes that clear? And if any of you have an argument about those two outcomes, please provide the context. Because if America doesn't win, I mean, we all know how that's going to shake out. We become a banana republic of an entirely more extreme variety than we already are, so to speak. And it's going to be the Wild Wild West. It's going to be every man for himself here in America. Who knows what America is going to look like in that post empirical demise. Nowhere will be safe, I can tell you that. Certainly not the safety you feel now, where, you know, you can watch Netflix and you can order Uber Eats. And, you know, yeah, it's all good. It's all good until it's not. So, you know, if America collapses, there'll be no more. Kansas is going bye-bye, you know. But if America succeeds, and that's the real danger over the horizon that an Alex Jones has really cautioned us toward. Because if America succeeds and we're able to defeat all of our enemies through violent means of force, you've just now, you've graduated to the hired gun of the New World Order. America first is the remedy. America first is the counterintuitive remedy to the aspiration and ambition of globalism. I keep saying borders aren't just some arbitrary political line drawn. Borders aren't just a way to split people up. Yeah, sure, they function as that. And the British Empire did a great job of arbitrarily drawing lines there in the Middle East that now all of us have to defend and deal with. But the real spiritual meaning behind borders is that it places a boundary on man's unfettered ambition. And we need those boundaries now. We need them more than ever. We need our borders to be secure, but we also need our border to act as a check on our own impulse from within the country. For us as Americans, why do we need to be caught up in some, you know, and I hear people saying you got to confront evil. You got to confront evil. Who are we to say what evil is right now? We're teaching our sons to chop their penises off and start to dress like women because they feel feminine on a given day, whatever that even means. In one sense, they'll say to feel feminine or masculine is a stereotype, a cultural construct. And the next day they'll say, if you wake up and you feel in alignment with the cultural construct, you should make life-changing alterations to your fundamental biology. There's nothing more evil than that. I don't know what's more evil. To walk into a, I actually don't know what's more evil. To walk into a room full of people and blow yourself up, or to convince a young man because he likes to, I don't know, paint rather than play basketball, that he should chop his penis off? I mean, judge lest not you be judged. And right now, we have just as much of a problem with evil and Satanism in our own country as anybody does over there across the water. And even more importantly than these cultural wedge issues and where you fall in determining the severity of the problem in Islam or the Middle East versus our own problems here at home, the real question is, how do we win a war? Can we win a war? What lengths would we have to go to win that war? Are you okay with that? Is it morally right? I mean, these are questions that came up during Vietnam. And you should go back and listen to the incredible, incredible dialogues that took back, just how erudite the conversations were in light of the Vietnam War and the moral question of it. These are things you should spend your time going back and getting familiar with, because we have now entered into an election cycle where the one man who could genuinely say that he was an anti-war president is being forced off the ballot in some states, or the attempt to force him off the ballot in some states is now underway. You think that's by accident? You think they don't like Donald Trump because of his personal flaws? Do you really think they care about people's personal flaws? I mean, to let the liberals and the neocons, both of them now, to let the neoliberals and the neocons, remember, the neocons, you know, the rhinos, the Christies and the Cruises and the Bushes and the Karl Roves and all of them, right? Just, I mean, they are just as anti-Trump as any Democrat or liberal. To let them make it seem as though their hate or rejection of Donald Trump is based on personal immorality or flaw is laughable. So what is the common thread that holds them all together? Their desire for globalism. Their desire for empire. Their desire to keep the empire going. To preserve the status quo of business as usual. And what has our business been? Our business has been to be in everybody else's business. We need a referendum here in this country about being in everybody else's business. I don't care if it's Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. It doesn't really matter much to me. It does not matter. We need to stop getting in everybody else's business until we get our own in order. That's just a fundamental axiom of human life. You got to have your own business in order before you go poking your nose in everybody else's business, or you better. Because if you don't, you end up taking a huge fall. And we're on the brink of that now. America First is anti-forever war. We're anti-genocide. And most importantly, we're anti-getting everybody else's business. When the inflation rate is through the roof and your average American citizen and family can't put together $500 cash in a crisis. This has been another episode of the Alex Jones Show. I'm grateful to have been your host for these 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed it. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and support the movement. And you can watch Please Call Me Crazy with yours truly on Monday, Wednesday, Friday on YouTube and other places where it's available. Thank you. The fight continues. And as always, Godspeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.